Welcome back to part three of Redefining Failure with Octavio Avila.
Yeah. You know, you're spot on, John, you know, that these are real life circumstances in which sometimes the stakes could be more impactful.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, oh, I have college loans I got to pay back, or like, I got to make sure I can feed myself and keep a roof over my head or whatnot. I still think I would give the same advice or the same recommendations. What would differ, though, and what I would suspect is like, okay, let's really examine what you're doing mm-hmm. or what you're not doing, mm-hmm. what's in your assets, your resume, your cover letters, your interviews. So let's really try to dissect that. Because if, for example, given what we know about jobs and interviews and employment practices and resumes and all that, usually there's different clues. So if like, if let's say you're applying for a job and you're not hearing from an employer, usually the first suspect is like, okay, something's up with the resume.
Yeah.
You know, let's investigate that first and see what's going on. So if the resume is well, and perhaps this person is getting interviews, but is not getting the job, is like, okay, something's up with the interview. Mm-hmm. What is being communicated? What's not being communicated? Let's do some mocks. Let's look at the verbals. Let's listen to the verbals. Let's look at the nonverbals. Let's put the whole package together and see at the continuum from application, resume, cover letter, interview, so we could try to get a better picture of what may be going on as we try to attribute and assess why the person is not netting the desired result, for example. So I think that's what I would do different, you know, so that if we can identify things that are within the person's control of changing or modifying, recalibrating, then that's where I would put our efforts. So I think my recommendations would be similar, but I would take a closer deep dive so that the person has better desired outcomes, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, the harder one sometimes is where there's a total or significant misalignment with the person. And we maybe have talked about this before. It's like, okay, your personality, your abilities, your interests, your values, your experiences, how are these in alignment with the job or career prospects that you're interested in? And how is that being captured and communicated? And if there's some misalignment with those aspects of yourself and what you're applying to, then those could be reasons or things we could attribute to why you're not, you know, netting the desired results. Mm-hmm. It also may mean it's like, you know what, I'm hearing all these interests in music industry, but you're applying to this other field that is unrelated. Maybe there's a mismatch here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's coming out in lack of direct or relevant experience, lack of skill set, or maybe that's not being communicated. People are picking up on something that is like, you know, this isn't the person that we're looking for. So it warrants more investigation. I would still share similar recommendations, advice, but would really then want to work with the individual to try to see what's going on and keep working towards it. I mean, this is your life. And, you know, and if there's anything, my opinion, you don't have to agree with this, it's like, well, your life's worth investing in, you know, come with the nicks and bruises and triumphs and accolades. It's all part of it. And, you know, I would recommend see it through and invest in it, because it's the only life you have and the only life you'll know. And, again, you don't have to agree with me, but rather make the attempt. Mm-hmm. Than not make any attempt at all, that you will definitely know. That's like, okay, I know the outcome of that. If I don't do anything, then the answer is no.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. 100%. And that's something that I, when I'm talking with students to redefine this failure, is if you're doing something, if you're trying new things, if you're adapting, if you're learning, that's the important thing. Like you just said, standing still, doing nothing, is the same thing as a no. And so just put yourself out there, try. And also, I think, really remember that life is a little bit longer than we give it credit for in crunch time. That there is time. Of course, you want to be doing things, you want to be in the careers, but there is an ebb and a flow, like we've talked about in past episodes of Ask John, that there are ebbs and flows in your career. Unfortunately, we're kind of running close on our time. I want to thank you for joining us, Octavio, today on Ask John. Before I let you go today, is there any events or personal philosophies or anything in particular that you would like to plug?
Wow, great question, John, and thank you for inviting for the time. I guess two brief things, you know. Mm-hmm. The process of applying and involving yourself in the process. I mean, there's a lot of things that are instrumental, and typically those things could be addressed, you know, resumes, applications, timelines, deadlines, all that, interview prep and the like. But I guess to my point, you know, this is your life. It's worth investing in yourself. Mm-hmm. There are resources, whether it's us, whether it's life coaches or other professionals that you can work with to try to remedy possible solutions to the challenges or hardships that you're having, if you're having them, you know. But fundamentally, you know, make your decisions for what's fundamental to who you are and your life. And I think that's what I mean by invest in yourself, invest in your life, because hardly anyone goes wrong where they're making these fundamental decisions for themselves, because typically those things that are functional or instrumental, those can be fixed. Those could be addressed. That's the easy part. But if fundamentally, you know, you see yourself or carry yourself, which is, you know, hard and it happens as a failure, then that's a harder battle. That's a harder battle to win. Mm-hmm. So disconnect yourself from the outcome. So that, yeah, if you fail in the attempt, that's okay. That's part of the experience. You keep at it, you invest in yourself and make these fundamental decisions for the benefit of yourself and your life. With your wins, your losses, you keep going, you know. But that's what I would say, so that you can keep the fight, you know, fight on. That's in essence, yeah. Fight on, you know.
Yes. Yes, and what better way to end our episode today? Again, thank you for joining us, Octavio. Thank you for all of our listeners for Ask John, and we hope to see you guys again soon.
Right. Fight on.
Fight on. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like to ask and address, please fill out the online form found at the bottom of the Ask John page. We want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu/careerpathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to Ask John.